弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个疫情呢，在全世界还在蔓延。
This pandemic is still going on in the world.
那么在这个非常的时候啊，主还给我们聚了一个非常的会。
In this special circumstance, the Lord has granted us a special meeting.
我们实在感觉这样方式的聚会对我们是有一些的限制和不方便。
Indeed, we feel the limitation of this special way of meeting.
也叫我们里面好像感觉有一些的不满足啊。
Make us feel unsatisfied.
但是感谢神。
But still thank God.
因为他是灵
，because he is spirit，
所以呢，他不受环境时间的限制
，so he is not limited by time and space。
愿这位无往不透、无处不在的灵与所有的弟兄姊妹同在。
May this penetrating spirit and omnipresent God be with us all the time。
让我们就在这样的一个时候。就是在家里面或者在有些地方人就感觉到神的同在。
Even when we are still in our homes, we can still feel the presence of the Lord.
那么这一次特会呢，我们的主题呢是讲到教会属灵的实际。
This conference theme is about the spiritual reality of the inner church.
我们知道实际这个字啊，
We know the word reality.
其实它原来的意思就是真实的。
In original meaning, it means truth, truth.
所以在圣经里面也讲到它是真理。
That's why the Bible also says he is the truth.
当然这里所说的是属灵的实际。
Of course, we are talking about spiritual reality.
是在灵里面的实际。
It is the truth in the spirit.
这个跟物质的东西、物质的实际是有点区别的。
It has some difference from the physical truth.
我记得好多年以前呢。
Remember many years ago?
我读到斯派克弟兄的书。
When I read the book by Brother Austin Sparks.
那么他有这样的一句话说。
He said so.
他说我现在感觉到属灵的事比物质的事更实际。
Now I feel like the spiritual matter is even more real than the physical world.
更真实。
It's more true.
所以弟兄姊妹们感谢主这些年过来。
We thank the Lord after so many years.
我感觉我们弟兄说的话在我们的经历里面也是实在的。
I feel like the word by our brother become real in our life.
若是今天这个属灵的事在我们的生活中我们不觉得真实。
If we do not feel the spiritual matter are real in our life.
在我们的教会生活里面怎么能够活出这个真实呢？
How can we live out the reality of the spiritual matter in our church life?
所以这个真实告诉我们
So this truth tells us,
它不是假的
it's not false,
也不是一种虚伪的
it's not something hypocritic,
也不是代替的
it's not substitutional.
我们能感觉到今天在地上的教会的
We can feel today in the church on earth,
很多时候神的儿女们感觉不到那个属灵的实际
Many times, brothers and sisters cannot feel the spiritual reality.
所以因此呢，我们大部分的情况都偏重于物质的实际。
That's why we focus most of the time on physical matters.
所以因此在教会里面或者个人属灵生活里面，很多代替品的东西。
So there are many things to substitute for spiritual reality in our personal life and church life.
如果是这样的情况
，If it is like this.
我们个人的生活一定是软弱的。
Our personal life will be weak.
那么教会的生活也一定是软弱的。
So is the church life.
所以我们知道这一次这个题目对我们是很重要的提醒。
So we believe this theme is very important, is a very important reminder to us.
我们要追求属灵的实际。
We need to pursue spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真正的摸到这个实际。
Brothers and sisters, if you truly touch the reality,
那么自然你对今天外面物质的东西你就不会有那么多的向往，不会有那么多的努力，那么多追求。
Then you will stop pursuing those material things of the world.
那么在教会的生活里面，
Then in church life,
我们就能过得更单纯，
We can live a simpler life,
更喜乐，更满足，
More joyful, more satisfied,
能更多把荣耀归给主，
We can give more glory to God.
所以愿这一次主借着这个题目提醒我们大家。
May the Lord use this topic, use this theme to remind us.
我们需要追求教会属灵的实际。
We need to pursue the spiritual reality in our church life.
那么这一次特会呢？
This special conference.
那么我所承接的负担呢，是要和弟兄姊妹交通圣灵同在的显明。
The burden that I received is to fellowship upon the manifestation of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
这也是一个很重要的题目啊。
This is also an important topic.
因为只有圣灵能引我们进入实际。
Because only the Holy Spirit can lead us into the reality.
所以我两堂呢，我分成两个题目来交通。
I will divide the topic into two subjects.Two titles.
那么今天呢，我交通的是，在神，我要从神的旨意里面来看圣灵工作的意义和它的重要性。
I want to share today regarding in God's will, what is the significance and the work of the Holy Spirit.
主若许可的话，主日我要交通圣灵和我们同为基督做见证。
Lord willing, on Sunday, I will share about the Holy Spirit testifies together with us for Christ.
我现在呢，请弟兄姊妹和我呢，一同来读一些主的话。
Let us read some scripture.
我们先看约翰福音第七章。
First, turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七第七章。
John chapter 7.
第三十八、三十九节
，verses 38 to 39。
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
第十四章
Chapter 14
约翰福音十四章十六节
John 14:16
我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever.
第二十节
Verse 20
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
In that day, you will know that I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
我们回头看第一章。
Let's go back to chapter 1.
第一章三十二、三十三两节。
Verses
32-33. 约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子。从天降下 住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
John testifies saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
我们再看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
When the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
使徒行传第二章。
Book of Acts, chapter 2.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
我们最后看以弗所书。
Lastly, Book of Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
十三和十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvationHaving also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory.
我们知道在神荣耀的旨意里面，
We know in the glorious will of God,
圣灵的工作非常的重要。
The work of the Holy Spirit is very important.
在以弗所书第一章的里面，
In the book of Ephesians chapter 1,
使徒保罗让我们看见，
Apostle Paul shows us,
在神荣耀的计划里面，
In the glorious plan of God,
那么父子圣灵他们好像有分别不同的工作。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit seem to have a division of work.
我们知道神只有一位。
We know God is one.
但是三而一的神呢，在他的工作中间就分了父子圣灵的工作。
But the triune God, in terms of their work, they seem to have a division of labor.
这个工作好像他们是分工的。
As if each one has a different job.
但是又同为着一个目的。
But they are all working for the one goal.
所以我们在以弗所书第一章的里面，
So in the first chapter of Ephesians,
我们可以看见父子圣灵不同的工作。
We can see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, their different aspects of the same work.
我先把呢这个父子圣灵他们工作的特性呢先点出来一下。
I want to first point it out, the work of the Father,and the work of the Son, and then of the Holy Spirit.
父的特别的工作呢，是做这个拣选和预定的工作。
The work of the Father is for election and predestination.
而子的工作呢，他是做了救赎和整合的工作。
The work of the Son is for redemption and for integration.
那么圣灵的工作呢，
The work of the Holy Spirit,
他是做了印记和凭据。
is as a seal and also as a pledge.
现在容许我呢稍微的详细的稍微说明一下。
Allow me to go into details.
我们知道在这个我们父的这个计划里面。
We know in the plan of our father,
他做了一个非常伟大荣耀的工作。
He has done a marvelous and glorious work.
那么他不仅创造人类。
Not only he created man,
他要在人类的中间做拣选和预定的工作。
He also has done the work of chosen and predestination.
圣经告诉我们说啊，在创立世界之前呢，神按照他的预知和先见就已经拣选我们。
The Bible tells us that even before the foundation of the world, in God's foreknowledge,He has chosen and predestined us.
弟兄姊妹，神的这个拣选是非常非常的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, this election of God is really precious.
那么什么叫做神的拣选呢？
What is God's election?
啊，这里告诉我们呢，我们的蒙恩得救不是一件偶然的事情。
It shows us that our salvation is not by accident.
这是父神慎重的一个选择。
It is a careful election by God the Father.
我们知道这个选择实在是神极大的恩典。
We know this election is truly great grace of God.
因为神明知我们是什么样的人，他还要我们拣选我们。
Because God knows who we are, but still He chose us.
彼得在晚年时候告诉我们
Peter in his old age told us
这是神的大怜悯
This is the great mercy of God
所以今天你我能成为神的儿女这是神的大怜悯
Today you and I can become children of God It's because of his great mercy
我们从整个的历史上面来看神的拣选是何等的伟大
From throughout the history we can tell how great is God's election
保罗在哥林多前书第一章告诉我们
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul tells us
他说就着你们的蒙召来讲这个有智慧的不多有能力的不多尊贵的也不多
In terms of your calling and many of us are not of power of a position and of ability
神是拣选了我们这些愚昧的软弱的卑贱
God has chosen those of us who are foolish and who are lowly
所以我们知道在父的拣选里面当然有像保罗这样的有聪明有智慧的人
Of course there are people like Paul they are very wise and powerful
但是也有像拉撒路这种乞丐这种浑身长疮的人
But also there are people like Lazarus who are beggars
主也拣选了这税吏拣选妓女
And the Lord also has chosen the tax collectors and prostitutes
还有许多瞎眼的瘸腿的聋子哑巴
And many who are deaf and mute and lame
这些人神通通把他们拯救回来了
And God has chosen and saved them all
但圣经告诉我们是在创世以前神就已经拣选
Bible tells us that even before the foundation of the world God has already chosen us
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们要为着神这个拣选满心的感谢他
For this election of God we shall be full of thanksgiving
我们是什么样的人
Who are we
其实呢在神的眼中这些有体面的跟这个没有体面的在神看是差不多的
Actually in God's eyes those who are honorable or dishonorable are the same
神怎么会拣选我们这些有这么多麻烦有这么多毛病的人
Why would God have chosen those of us who are so full of problems
感谢我们的神
But we thank our God
因为他是全能的神
Because he is almighty God
因为他有能力可以改变我们
He has the power to change us.
所以神不在乎拣选什么样的人。
So God doesn't, it doesn't matter to God what kind of people he has chosen.
圣经告诉我们，他拣选我们，要使我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
The Bible says he has chosen us to be holy and blameless before him, in him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这是神伟大的一个拣选。
This is a great election of God.
所以今天我们在地上虽然不完全。
So today on earth, even though we are not perfect,
但是神拣选我们。
But God has already chosen us.
神一定要把我们带到一个地步，是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
He will lead us to a condition of holy and blameless.
那么他不仅这样拣选我们。
Not only has he chosen us like this,
他按照心中所喜悦的，他就开始预定我们。
And according to the kind intention of his heart, he has also predestined us.
啊，这个预定这个字啊，原文可以翻作 mark out, 啊，
and this word,
圈出来。
This word predestination in original text can mean be marked out.
好像全世界人的名字都在神的跟前。
As if all the names of the whole world is laid before the eyes of the Lord.
神就在那里圈。
And God used a pen to mark them out.
感谢神。
We thank God.
看世界上有这么多的人。
There are so many people in the world.
这么多的名字。
So many names.
就你我蒙大恩呢。
But only you and I, we are so favored.
神把我们的名字 圈起来。
God has marked out our names.
然后让我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Then for us to be adopted as son through Jesus Christ.
叫我们真正成为神的儿女。
So we can truly become children of God.
我们可以得儿子名分所有一切的祝福。
We can obtain all the blessings in the name as God's sons, in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在创世以前他就已经做的一个计划。
This is the plan that God has already set before the foundation of the world.
那么接着我们从以弗所书第一章第六节到十二节可以看到。
Continue from verse 6 to verse 12, we can see.
我们的主耶稣基督他愿意顺服父的旨意。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is willing to obey God's will.
他来成全神的这个计划
to fulfill God's plan.
我们感谢神，他道成肉身来到地上。
We thank God he has become flesh and into this world.
经过33年半之后
through 33 and a half years,
他被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified.
那么他喊说成了。
And he shout out, it is finished.
那么我们知道就是父所有的计划在子的身上叫做完全。
That's the entire plan of the Father is now completed by the Son.
主是站在人的地位上完全神的旨意。
The Lord is standing in the place, in the position of man to fulfill God's plan.
所以他做了一个救赎的大功。
He has accomplished this great redemption.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个救赎这个字啊。
We know this word redemption.
Salvation, 当这个字。
Salvation.
它其实包括两面的意义。
Include two aspects.
我们中文很好，讲救赎两，正好两面。
The Chinese character has two characters. One is salvation, one is redemption.
那么这个救呢，就是把我们从仇敌的手中从罪恶死亡的权势底下释放出来。
To save means to rescue us from the power, the dominion of the enemy.
神不仅主不仅救，主还会赎回。
Not only he saves, but also he redeems us.
他把我们所失去的，通通把它这个赎回了。
He redeemed everything we have lost.
甚至我们的亏欠软弱。他也能够把我们扭转过来。
Even our offense and our weaknesses, he can recover.
所以他也被称作是挽回祭。
That's why he is also called appreciation.
我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
We are full of thanksgiving and praise.
今天我们所有的神的儿女都活在这个救恩的里面。
Today, all children of God are living in this salvation.
我常常有种感觉很可惜啊。
But I often feel it is very unfortunate.
因为很多基督徒知道主救了我。
Many Christians only know that God has saved us.
但是我们对于主赎回这些东西，我们没有太多认识。
But we lack of the knowledge of His redemption.
但是我们知道主所做的不仅是救，他也赎。
So, but we understand not only God saves, but also He redeems.
另外呢，主在十字架上所完成的一个大功啊，就是做一个整合的工作。
Another great work He accomplished on the cross is to sum up all things.
他把仇敌所种下那个分裂的因素全部除掉，消除。
He removes all the dividing work of the enemy.
将来整个万有在基督里面同归于一。
And there will be a day all creation, everything will be summed up in Christ Jesus.
教会也在基督里同归于一。
And the church will be in unity in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，甚至我们这个人蒙恩得救时，我们这个分裂的人格在它里面也合一。
Even our divided character, personality will also be integrated and be united as one.
我们知道人堕落之后啊，
We know after man fell,
所有的人格都分裂。
All our character is kind of divided.
这中间的分别只是有的严重，有的不严重的事。
And the difference is only to a certain degree.
如果你严重的话呢，你就看医生，送进神经病院。
To the extreme, then you may need to be sent to the hospital to see doctors, mental doctors.
那么今天在我们身上可能没那么严重。
Maybe our condition isn't that severe.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们必须知道，我们里面受到罪的玷污，人格人就是分裂。
But we do need to know, because of this corruption of the sin, our person, our character is still broken and divided.
你看，在这个分裂的人格里面，
in this broken character,
要合一是多么的困难。
It is so difficult to be in unity.
啊，我们有时候连夫妻最亲密的关系都很难完全合一，对不对？
Even the relationship between husband and wife, such intimate relationship can be hardly harmonious.
在教会中有这么多的人。
But we have so many people in the church.
难怪在地上啊，教会要讲究这个合一是很困难的。
No wonder it is such a difficult matter to talk about the unity in a church.
所以今天我们感谢神，主耶稣基督的救恩也把我们这个分裂的人格把我们拯救出来。
But we thank God, the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ has also redeemed us from this divided, broken character.
叫我们这个堕落的魂呢蒙拯救。
This fallen soul can be saved.
是只有主的这个救恩能使教会能够达到合一的。
Only the salvation of the Lord.Can help the church to reach unity.
当然，今天我们看见在地上只是教会工作中一个艰难的工作。
Of course, we see this unity is a very difficult work for the church.
但是主耶稣在十字架上救恩已经完成。
However, this is already been accomplished by the Lord on the cross.
所以我们知道到主回来的时候，
So when the Lord returns,
全教会在基督里合而为一。
The entire church will be in unity in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这是我们的主付上重大的代价所完成的。
This is what our Lord has accomplished by paying a heavy price.
但是我们知道神的工作不因着他儿子这样做为满足。
However, we know God is not satisfied not only just with the work accomplished by the Son.
因为神的目的呢，要得着众子。
Because the purpose of God is to have to gain all sons.
那么神要把他的计划和他儿子所完成的这一切都要坐在蒙恩的人里面。
And God has to work it out, work this out among all the people whom he called and saved.
所以我们的神要差遣圣灵来执行这件事情。
That's why our God has to send the Holy Spirit to execute this plan.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
若没有圣灵在这里的一个工作，
Without this work of the Holy Spirit here and today,
父的计划使得成全对我们来讲都是客观的。
The plan of God and the fulfillment by the Son to us is only something objective.
只有圣灵来了，他把这个客观的变成主观的。
Only after the coming of the Holy Spirit, he can turn this objectivity into subjectivity.
他要把职所完成的做在每一个圣徒身上。
He wants to work this out, what the Lord has accomplished, into each and every of the believers.
所以首先他做印记啊。
That's why first he is the seal.
我们看见今天在地上，凡是蒙恩得救的人都是圣灵打上印记。
Everyone today who are saved by grace, the Holy Spirit has set a seal upon them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道只有我们真正重生得救。
Only those who are truly born again.
那么身上有圣灵的印记。
And in them that there is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
因为地上有这么多人，对吧？
There are so many people in this world.
所以将来看见那些打上印记的，那些都是神的儿女。
In the future, you will see those who are sealed are the children of God.
他们可以进神的国。
They can enter into the kingdom of God.
那么他不仅在我们个人身上打上印记。
Not only he sealed those, sealed us individually,
他也在我们里面做凭据。
He also become this guarantee in us.
这个凭据这个字啊。
And this word pledge or guarantee.
中文翻作值，这个 earnest 的一个值。
And in Chinese translation, it can be translated as the earnest, the down payment.
就是给我们一个保证。
And it is given to us as a pledge, as a guarantee.
所以今天我们怎么知道神所做的一切工作将来一定成就呢？
How do we know the work of God one day will be wholly completed in us?
我们知道圣灵在我们的里面。
We know the Holy Spirit is in us.
也有人解释说呢，这个凭值呢，好像是一个sample 一个就试吃的那个 sample.
And there are people who talk about this pledge is something like a sample food.
所以呢，今天呢，我们在地上的日子在灵里面可以预尝天恩。
That's why today our life on earth, even in our life on earth, we can foretaste this heavenly grace.
所以你在圣灵的带领中可以享受基督的丰富。
So in the leading of the Holy Spirit, you can enjoy the abundance of Christ.
当然，今天你的享受有限。
Of course, our enjoyment is still limited.
但是有一天，那个实际真的事物来到的时候，
One day when the reality truly comes,
那是多么的丰富。
How abundant it will be.
他不仅要坐在一个一个圣徒身上，
Not only will he work this in our individual life,
那么圣灵还有更大的工作，建立基督的身体。
It has an even greater work, that is to establish the body of Christ.
他把我们众人都浸在身体的里面。
He baptizes all of us into the body.
让身体的实际在教会中能够显出来。
Let the reality of, to be manifested in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们从神荣耀的旨意里面可以看见圣灵工作的意义和它的重要性。
So in God's glorious plan and will, we can see the significance and the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是神的心意。
And this is God's heart desire.
神要借着圣灵把那个实际带到神百姓的里面。
God wants to bring spiritual reality to his people through the Holy Spirit.
这是神在定旨意的时候呢就已经确定了。
This has already been determined when God set his plan.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们不仅看见在他旨意中间神做了这么完美的计划。
Not only in his good will, he has this wonderful plan.
当神在地上做工的时候，
When God is working on earth,
圣经也启示我们，
The Bible also reveals,
神在他的工作里面呢有时代的一个分别。
In terms of God's work, he has this division of ages or dispensation.
啊，这是圣经很清楚的给我们看见有时代上的分别。
This shows us very clearly in the scriptures that there is a difference of God's work in different dispensations.
我们看见在旧约的时代，
We see in the time of the Old Testament,
那个被称作是应许的时代，
That can be called the dispensation of promise.
在圣经希伯来书和哥罗西书里面都讲到这个时代呢是影子的时代。
And in book of Colossians and Hebrews, all referring to that time as the shadowing time.
那么这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这告诉我们呢，神的心意在这个时代的里面是不够明显。
It tells us that God's heart, God's will, isn't that obvious in those days.
一切东西都是在一种预表的状态。
Everything is type, for shadow.
所以先知以赛亚说，
That's why Prophet Isaiah said,
他说我们的神是自隐的神。
He said, our God is a God who hides himself.
那么我们看见基督的意义呢也是隐藏的。
Also, the meaning of Christ was hidden.
虽然他们知道弥赛亚要来，
Even though they knew Messiah would come.
但是呢对于要来的这位基督，他们只有模模糊糊的认识。
But for this coming Christ, they have only very vague knowledge.
当我们读以赛亚书的时候，
When we read the book of Isaiah,
哇，以赛亚已经把这个弥赛亚他的出生和他所要做的工一直到死，好像都很清楚地描述出来了。
Isaiah seemingly have described very clearly from the birth to the death.Of the Christ.
就差了一个名字，耶稣就差了一个名字。
The only thing that's missing may be the name Jesus.
所以呢，这个在预表的时代中间呢，我们看见连基督的意义都是一个比较模糊的。
So in these times of shadowing, even the meaning, the meaning of Christ is not very clear.
那么圣灵的工作呢，也是不明显。
And the work of the Holy Spirit isn't obvious either.
那么在创世纪第一章他出现的时候呢，那么在水面上运行。
When he appeared in the first chapter of Genesis, he moves hovering over the surface of the water.
然后在以色列人的历史中间，他只有的时候在人身上做短暂的停留。
In the history of Israel, sometimes he stayed a little bit among people.
所以圣灵的工作呢，也是在一种预表的状态中，不够那么明显。
So the work of the Holy Spirit is also in its shadow.
当然，这个是将近四千年的旧约的历史啊。
This almost 4,000 years of Old Testament history.
这一方面说明我们的神爱人，他没有放弃。
On the one hand, it tells us that God loves us and He never gave us up.
那另一面也是说明。人的堕落的确给神带来了好像一个难处。
But on the other hand, he also tells us that our fallen state has brought a great difficulty to God's work.
叫神需要用长时间的预备。
And God needs to spend a long time of preparation.
并且神只在一个民族，只有在一个以色列人身上，那么做工。
And God has to work with only one people, that's Israel.
当然，这是神是心里是不会满足的。
Of course, God's heart would not be satisfied.
但是呢，这也是在他荣耀的计划里面必须经过的一个过程。
This is a necessary stages of His glorious plan.
然后我们看见，当时候满足的时候。
And then we see when the fullness of time comes.
啊，圣经中常常有这个字，时候满足。
And often the Bible uses this word fullness of times.
那就告诉我们呢，在整个人类的历史中，在时间中，神定下了计划。
It tells us that in time, God has His full plan set.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候神不做，不是他不要做，因为时候没有到。
Sometimes God seems not working, not because He's not working, but because His timing is not there.
所以我们明白神的心意，我们要学忍耐。
So to understand God's will, we need to learn of endurance or patience.
因为神做事有他自己的时候。
Because God's work has His own timing.
所以加拉太书告诉我们，及至日期满足的时候，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。
That's why the book of Galatians tells us that when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman.
这开启了赐福音书的时代。
And this opens up the era of the Gospels.
那么说明呢，这个基督道成肉身在地上的工作。
And shows us the work of the incarnate Son of God on earth.
因为我们知道，在旧约圣经结束的时候，地上没有一个完全的人。
When the Old Testament history ends, there was no one. There is no one who is perfect.
而神的工作一定要在人的身上完成。
However, God's work has to be fulfilled, accomplished in man.
所以神的儿子就自愿到地上来成为一个人。
So the Son of God voluntarily came into this world to become a man.
我们感谢主。
We thank our God.
他成为一个无罪的人。
He became a sinless man.
他能够成全律法。
He can fulfill the law.
所以神的旨意这个时候在基督的身上是明显的。
So the will of God in Christ is very obvious.
那么他把天上的生命带到地上。
He has brought the heavenly life onto earth.
他把这个生命借他的肉身整个发挥起来出来。
And he has revealed, manifest his heavenly life through his flesh.
发挥得非常的美丽。
And manifest very beautifully.
非常的荣耀
，very glorious。
所以他在他的身上能够把荣耀归给神
，so he can give glory to God on earth through his life。
所以神的旨意在基督身上是明显的
，so the will of God in Christ is very apparent。
那么这个时候我们会看见圣灵的工作在主耶稣的肉身上也是明显的。
We also see the work of the Holy Spirit is very manifest in the life of Christ.
我们读四福音书的时候很清楚看见。
When we read the four Gospels, we can see it very clearly.
主耶稣是从玛利亚从圣灵怀孕生下主耶稣。
And the Lord Jesus was born out of the Mary who conceived him from the Holy Spirit.
当主耶稣三十岁的时候
，When the Lord Jesus was 30 years old，
他到约旦河里面受施洗约翰的洗。
He went to John the Baptist to be baptized in River Jordan。
当他从水里上来的时候
，After he came out of the water，
圣灵就像鸽子一样停留在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove。
那么约翰福音告诉我们。
The book of John told us.
施洗约翰说，我看见圣灵降下住在谁的身上。
And John the Baptist says, I see the Spirit came down and remain on him.
弟兄姊妹，这个住字啊，住在谁身上，原文的意思也可以说，在基督的身上安家。
And this word remain or abide in him also means that he make his home in him.
这也是说明过去几千年
This tells us that in the past thousands of years
圣灵在地上也找不到家。
The Holy Spirit couldn't find a home on earth.
那么他没有办法长期的住在人的里面。
There's no way for him to remain with anyone.
现在这里有一个人出来了。
Now there is a man appearing.
他是神的儿子。
He's the son of God.
他完全了神的旨意。
He has fulfilled God's purpose.
所以圣灵可以在这个人身上安家。
And the Holy Spirit can dwell and make his home in this person.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus was on earth,
我们看见他说话行事都是顺着圣灵的膏油。
We see all his words and deeds are according to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
他甚至进入属灵的征战也是圣灵催促进去的。
Even entering into the spiritual warfare is by the leading of the Spirit.
主耶稣跟圣灵之间有一个非常完美的结合。
The Lord Jesus has this perfect union with the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在主耶稣这个人身上可以显明他的同在。
So the Holy Spirit can manifest his presence in this man Jesus.
我们知道这是件大事情。
We know this is a great matter.
我们感谢我们的主耶稣基督。他虽然在地上他只不过用了33年半的时间完成了神的托付。
Even though he spent only 33 and a half years on earth, he has fully accomplished God's will and plan.
虽然33年半是个很短暂的年日。
Even 33 years, 33 and a half years is about a short time.
但是主为我们忍受了一切的痛苦。
But he has endured all the sufferings for us.
他付上重大的代价。
They paid a very heavy price
把神的旨意完成
to fulfill God's will.
并且他自己成了神旨意的一个标准的模型。
And he himself has become a standard pattern model for God's will.
所以新约圣经里面才讲说他是初熟的果子。
That's why the New Testament tells us that he is the first fruit.
他是先锋。
He is the pioneer.
他是元帅。
He is the captain.
他是首生的。
He is the firstborn.
他是那一粒种子。
He is that grain of wheat.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道是耶稣基督把神的心意站在人的地位上把它带到完全。
We have to understand it is Jesus who has accomplished God's will as a man on earth.
他表现了神在创世以前是心目中所要的那个人。
He has expressed to us the man that God has had in his heart before the creation of the world.
他有神的形象，有神的样式。
He has the image and the likeness of God.
我们为着这个，我想我们永远感谢我们的主。
For this, we shall forever thank our God.
那么，当主耶稣在地上最后的日子
，In the last days of the Lord Jesus on earth.
他要离世之前，
before he departed.
在约翰福音14章到16章的里面，
in John chapter 14 through 16,
主非常慎重地介绍圣灵。
The Lord very carefully introduced to his disciples of the Holy Spirit.
他说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
He said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter.
你看他用了另一位保惠师。
Here he used this word, another comforter.
那么说明什么呢？主耶稣自己也是保惠师。
This shows us that Lord Jesus Christ himself is the counselor, is the comforter.
在约翰一书第二章第一节讲到主耶稣也是保惠师。
And 1 John chapter 2 tells us our Lord Jesus himself is the helper, mediator.
那我们知道 comforter.
Comforter.
那么主耶稣是保惠师，圣灵也是保惠师。
Lord Jesus is the comforter and the Holy Spirit himself also is a comforter.
这说明了他们的工作的目的都是一致的。
This shows that indicates that the purpose of their work are the same.
主耶稣奉差遣到地上来为着神的旨意。
The Lord Jesus was sent to this world for the will of God.
圣灵现在被拆下来，也是为着神的旨意。
Now the Holy Spirit is sent also for the purpose of God.
他们的目标是一致的。
Their goal is the same.
但是呢，工作的方式和性质上面不一样。
But the function and the way of their works may be different.
因为主耶稣在肉身的时候呢，跟门徒们在一起是外面的工作。
When the Lord was with his disciples in the flesh, the work is all but outside.
那么现在呢，圣灵要来了之后呢，他要进到人的里面做工。
Now the Holy Spirit has come, he will enter into man to do the work from inside.
所以说主说到那日。
That's why the Lord says, in that day,
一个新的时代要开始了。
A new era will begin.
因为我们知道主耶稣复活升天得着荣耀以后宝会失去从天而降。
When our Lord Jesus resurrected and glorified, ascended and glorified, the Holy Spirit descended upon the earth.
所以四福音的时代结束的时候，下面就是使徒行传的时代。
When the times of the Gospels end, and now is the era of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts.
现在我们进入了基督身体被建造的一个时代。
Now we have entered into the times that the body of Christ is being built up.
是一个团体的时代。
It is the time for the corporate life.
所以从五旬节开始。
From the day of the Pentecost.
在那一天我们看见圣灵从天而降。
On that day we see the Holy Spirit descended from heaven.
许多读经的人都能感觉到。
Many Bible readers can feel this.
那是父的心啊，得到非常满足的一种状态。
That's the condition when the Father's heart is fully satisfied.
圣灵是在基督的得胜和他的荣耀中降临的。
The Holy Spirit descended in Christ's glory and victory.
就我们的年长弟兄曾经说过啊。
Our elderly brother once said.
他说五旬节那天，好像神大大的呼了一口气。
As if on the day of Pentecost, our God has greatly breathed a breath.
是炙热的气。
It is a breath of fire, of
fire. 所以那天我们看见了，因为那是一个荣耀的时刻。
Because we see that is a moment of glory.
也开创了一个新的时代。
It also inaugurated a new era.
从那个时候开始起，我们看见圣灵的工作呢，在教会里面是明显的。
From that time on, we see the work of the Holy Spirit become so obvious in the church.
圣灵从里到外在教会里面做工。
From the inside and out, the Holy Spirit started his work.
他做了一个全面的工作。
He has done a wonderful, thorough work.
主耶稣在四福音书里面所讲到圣灵的工作全部显出来。
The work of the Holy Spirit mentioned by Christ Jesus in the Gospels now become manifest.
他来了叫人自责。
He comes to convict.
他来了叫人蒙光照。
He comes to give light to people.
他来了可以教导我们。
He comes to teach us.
他来也引领神的百姓。
He comes to lead the people of God.
弟兄姊妹们，他是接续着主耶稣基督承接这个使命。
From sisters, he succeeded and continued the mission of Christ Jesus.
他就按照基督的标准模型把我们改变。
To transform us based on the perfect standard model.
把我们带到完全。
To bring us into perfection.
然后把我们众人浸在一个身体的里面。
To baptize all of us into one body.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道。这是一个艰巨的工作。
We know this is the arduous work.
主耶稣用33年半的时间完成
了服务。The Lord Jesus spent 33.5 years to accomplish God's mission.
圣灵却要用非常长的年日在人的里面做工。
The Holy Spirit has to spend even longer, much longer time to do this work in men.
也借着能力在人的外面做工。
And also work outside of man by his power.
圣灵需要有无限的忍耐。
God the Holy Spirit has to have limited, unlimited patience.
并且圣灵的工作非常的 细致。
And also the work of the Holy Spirit is very detailed, very delicate and
你我都能理会。
And so that you and I can all understand.
不要说我们的言行圣灵要管我们。
He will not only manage our words and deeds.
连我们的思念不对了他都要管我们。
He would even supervise our thoughts and intentions.
在我们生活的大小事情上面圣灵都在那里教导。
In little things and great things of our life, the Holy Spirit teaches us.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的一个工作。
How glorious a work is this?
所以我们可以看见在初期的教会里面。
So we can tell in the early church life.
圣徒们蒙恩得救之后。
After the salvation of the saints.
他们可以说完全接受圣灵的带领。
And they were completely submitting to the leading of the Spirit.
所以在使徒行传的里面。
So in the book of Acts.
我们能看见圣灵的工作是明显的。
We can see how obvious is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他把基督这个实际带到教会里面。
He has brought this reality of Christ into the church.
把他复活生命的大能带到教会里面。
To brought this great resurrection power into the church.
所以你看读使徒行传开头彼得起来传福音。
You remember in the beginning of the book of Acts, when Peter rose up to preach the gospel.
那篇信息看起来是很简单的。
That message seems very simple.
但是那个能力是非常大的。
However, the power is so great.
一讲就三千人得救。
And at Peter's preaching, 3,000 people were saved.
一讲就五千人得救。
At his speaking, 5,000 more were saved.
使徒们一点都没有依靠口才。
And the apostles depended not upon their eloquency.
一点都没有依靠人的智慧。
Or the wisdom of man.
或者人的知识。
Or the knowledge of man.
但是我们知道，到以后的世代，教会的光景都软弱了。
But we also know in later generations of the church, the condition of the church has fallen.
我们传福音呢，我们传福音呢，变成了依靠人的口才和智慧。
Now the preaching of the gospel has to depend upon our eloquency or wisdom of men.
不，弟兄姊妹们。
No.
传福音是圣灵的工作。
The preaching of the gospel is the work of the Holy Spirit.
需要有圣灵的工作。
We need to have the working of the Holy Spirit.
我记得啊，江弟兄有一次告诉我们一个故事。
I remember one time Brother Stephen Kong told us a story.
他说他跟宋尚杰弟兄是好朋友。
He was a good friend of Brother John Sun.
他一次问宋尚杰弟兄，他说你为什么传福音这么大的能力啊？
One time he asked Brother Sun, why do you have such a power when you preach the gospel?
宋尚杰弟兄告诉他。
Brother John Sun told him.
他说我每次上台之前。
Every time before I stepped up on the pulpit.
我都把自己关在房间里面。
I shut myself in the room.
他说我要祷告直到圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我里面。
I need to pray until God's love is poured out into my heart by the Holy Spirit.
否则我就不会上讲台。
Otherwise, I would not step on the pulpit.
所以我们的弟兄传福音是凭着圣灵的能力。
So our brothers share the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以圣灵在这里把这个福音的能力加在彼得的身上。
Here, the Holy Spirit added the power of of God onto Peter.
所以这个福音就变得非常的有能力。
So this gospel becomes so powerful.
那么我们也看见，当亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉。
We also see when Ananias and Sapphira.
那么在那里欺哄圣灵。
When they were cheating on the Holy Spirit,
结果他们就遭遇严厉的审判，圣灵严厉的审判。
They have received a severe judgment.
圣灵明显的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit is so manifest.
彼得、约翰能叫一个瘸腿的人起来行走。
Peter and John can ask a person, a lame person to stand up and walk.
他们就奉主耶稣的名。
Just by the name of the Lord Jesus.
把那个属灵的实际带来了。
And to bring the spiritual reality in.
那么 到后来我们看见斯提凡被主兴起来。
Later on, we see Stephen was raised up by God.
弟兄姊妹，这个人是完全活在圣灵带领当中的。
This is a person who is living according to the Holy Spirit fully.
圣经告诉我们说他被主的灵所充满。
Bible says he was full of Holy Spirit.
当代那些有智慧的人都抵挡不住。
Those people of worldly wisdom cannot argue with him.
他讲了一篇道，结果就寻道了。
After he preached a message, he muttered.
但是这个寻道对教会后来往外的开展产生何等重大的影响。
But that martyrdom has a great impact upon the church's effect in this world.
他本来在教会里 被选作这个管饭食的。
He was only chosen by the church to manage the food on the table.
当神的灵临到他的时候，
However, when the Holy Spirit was upon him,
他能成为基督的见证人。
He could become a witness to the Lord.
那么我们在后面看见，当神的灵临到腓力的时候
，Later on we see when God's spirit was upon Philip。
那么腓力受差遣，结果带了埃及阿伯的太监得救。
And he was sent to lead the eunuch of Ethiopian to the Lord。
我们能感觉到在那个时期的里面
，We can feel in that time of the church。
神的儿女们顺从圣灵的带领。
The children of God are all obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
教会是充满生命的。
The church is full of life.
教会是非常的活泼的。
And the church is truly rigorous.
所以到了安提阿的时候。
So in the time of Antioch,
这个基督徒这个名字出来了。
The name Christian came into being.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这都是神的儿女们顺从圣灵的带领所带出来的一个结果。
That is the fruit of all children of God submitting to the leading of the Spirit.
然后我们看见使徒保罗蒙恩了。
Now, later we see Apostle Paul was saved.
我们可以清楚地读出来。
We can very clearly tell.
保罗所有做的工都是顺着圣灵而做的。
All the works done by Paul was done through the obedience to the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
在头一个世纪
In the first century,
我们能看见圣灵的工作在教会中是明显的。
We can tell the work of the Holy Spirit is so manifest, so obvious in the church.
所以今天我们知道进入这个新的时代
Today we are entering, we're in this new era.
也可以说是圣灵工作的一个时代。
And this new dispensation can be called the dispensation of the working of the Spirit.
神的儿女的生活侍奉每一样事物都应当顺着圣灵的带领。
The children of God, every aspect of our life or ministry has to be obedient to the leading of the Spirit.
圣灵承接一个大的使命。
The Holy Spirit undertook this great mission.
他不仅要把每一个神的儿女们带到像基督那样的完全。
Not only he will lead every individual believer into the perfection of Christ.
他也要做工在教会的里面。
He also is working in the church.
所以我们看见到了启示录的这个时代，末后的时代。
When it comes to the last days in the book of Revelation,
圣灵也被称作是宝座前的七灵。
And the Holy Spirit is also called the seven spirits before the throne.
那我们知道这个七是个完全的数字。
We know the number seven is a complete number.
这可以让我们领会，在末了的时代，是圣灵在教会中把神的旨意带到完全。
It help us to understand that in the end, it is the Holy Spirit who will bring all God's work into completion.
所以在亚细亚的七个教会里面。
So in the seven churches of Asia.
我们看见圣灵对着每个教会说话。
We see the church, the Holy Spirit speaks to each and every of the seven churches.
有的教会，圣灵鼓励他们。
To one church, to some, the Holy Spirit encouraged them.
有的圣灵呼召他们悔改。
And some, the Holy Spirit calls them to repent.
所以神的灵今天仍旧运行在教会当中。
Today, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, still is moving and working in God's church.
他没有止息他的工作。
Has never ceased to work.
那么圣灵要把教会建造预备好成为羔羊的妻。
Because the Holy Spirit is preparing the church as the bride of the Lamb.
我们从启示录可以看见圣灵到末了所做的工作是非常美丽的。
From the book of Revelation, we see the work of the Holy Spirit in the end times are so beautiful.
那么神要教会成为羔羊的妻。
God wants the church to be the bride of the Lamb.
让我们能完全与他匹配。
So we can become fully compatible with Christ.
不仅是这样。
Not only so.
在以弗所书里面告诉我们。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us.
羔羊的妻。
The bride of the Lamb.
必须是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
It has to be holy and spotless.
弟兄姊妹，这都说明了这些不是我们人所能做的工。
This tells us that it's not something we human can do.
没有圣灵，我不可能达到这样的光景。
Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot reach to such a condition.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们要知道圣灵今天所承接的工作的这个重要性。
We need to understand the importance and significance of the undertaking of the Holy Spirit.
那么到启示录最末了的时候。
To the end of the book of Revelation.
形容整个神的工作。
It describes the complete work of God.
它是圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
The holy city, New Jerusalem, descended from heaven.
这座伟大的城。
Such a great, magnificent city.
是用金金宝石所建造的。
Is built with gold and silver, gold and precious stones.
它是非常的贵重。
It is very precious.
那么，它也是完全的美丽。
And it is all beautiful.
充满荣耀。
Full of glory.
并且是完完整整的一座城。
And it is a complete piece of work.
我们晓得直到这个时候圣灵的工作才能停止的。
We know until then the Holy Spirit's work is fulfilled. It's complete.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们活在新约的时代里面。
Today we are living in the time of the New Testament.
这是正是圣灵还在继续做工的一个时代的里面。
And this is a time when the Holy Spirit continues His work.
只有圣灵能把实际带到教会的里面。
Only the Holy Spirit is able to bring the spiritual reality into the church.
所以因此呢，我们在主跟前呢，我们必须有一个准确的眼光。
That's why before the Lord, we need to have this accurate perspective.
来看见圣灵的工作。
To see the word of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能用狭隘的眼光来看圣灵的工作。
We cannot look at the work of the Holy Spirit from a very narrow perspective.
我知道今天我们有很多基督徒，他们对圣灵的经历有很多的爱慕。
I know today there are many Christians who have a passion for the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不能用很狭隘的眼光来看。
However, we cannot look at this matter from a very narrow perspective.
我们不能感觉圣灵来只是叫我们说方言，只是行神迹奇事，医病赶鬼啊。
We cannot say the purpose of the Holy Spirit comes only to help us to cast out demons or heal the sick.
是，圣灵会做这些工。
Or speak in tongues. Of course, the Holy Spirit will do those works.
这些还不是圣灵工作的终极目的。
However, those are not the ultimate purpose of the working of the Holy Spirit.
就求主扩充我们的眼光。
May the Lord enlarge our eyesight.
从神荣耀的旨意里面来看圣灵的工作。
Enlarge our perspective so we can look at it from the glorious will of God.
当然另外一面。
But on the other hand,
也不能忽略圣灵的工作。
We cannot ignore the working of the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为有很多人呢，我看他们很怕提到圣灵。
There are many Christians who are afraid of even mentioning the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也不要这种的成见。
And let us forsake those prejudices.
如果今天你忽略他，
If we ignore the Holy Spirit today,
不在意他。
And if we do not pay attention,
弟兄姊妹，这两种态度，
these two attitudes,
都会使圣灵的工作受到极大的限制。
That can limit the work of the Spirit.
会给我们个人和教会带来亏损。
It will make us suffer both our individual life and the church life.
使我们无法经历基督的实际。
So that we cannot experience the reality, spiritual reality of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
圣经的启示是非常清楚的。
And the revelation of the Bible is very clear.
你我都是神的儿女。
You and I, we are all children of God.
我们应当尊重神的话。
We shall honor the word of God.
但愿圣经中所说的这一切，
May everything revealed through the Bible
成为我们的眼光，
Become our perspective
成为我们在神面前应有的态度，
Become our vision and our attitude before the Lord
时候已经到了末了，
Now time is near the end
教会里实在需要有属灵的圣职，
And the church is so much needing the spiritual reality.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你的感觉如何。
I do not know, brothers and sisters, how you feel.
你觉得目前我们这样的聚会这样的情况能满足吗？
Do you feel satisfied with our current conditions or this way of meeting?
所以我们需要祷告。
That's why we need to pray.
让父的计划。
So the plan of the Father.
使得成全。
The accomplishment of the Son by the Son,
都借着圣灵能够执行在教会的当中。
Through the Holy Spirit, it can become a reality, a realization in the church.
叫我们在主面前属灵的生活敬拜都是实实在在。
So that our life and our worship become indeed very solid.
没有掩饰的，没有虚伪的。
There is nothing pretending, nothing hypocritic.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look to the mercies of the Lord.
愿圣灵亲自的把这些话能够启示在我们所有弟兄姊妹的里面。
May the Holy Spirit himself open up these words to each and every one of us.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving to you.
从你的话语里面，我们知道你荣耀的旨意。
From your own word, we know your glorious purpose.
不仅我们的父做了完美的计划。
Not only our Father has made this perfect plan.
我们的主付上重大的代价来成全。
Our Lord Jesus has paid such a heavy price to fulfill this plan.
今天圣灵要把这一切都做在我们的里面。
Today the Holy Spirit will make all of this a reality in our lives.
坐在教会的里面。
And also in the church.
主啊，将近2000年教会的历史。
Lord, the past 2000 years of church history.
我们看见圣灵没有停止他的工作。
we see that the Holy Spirit has never ceased his working.
我愿我们因为认识你自己的心意。
May all of us, because we understand your will,
让我们学会更多谦卑在你的跟前。
And learn how to humble ourselves before you even more.
更多把我们自己交在圣灵的手中。
And to commit ourselves even more into the hands of the Spirit.
也让我们在我们聚会的生活中尊重圣灵的主权。
And also we obey and submit to the authority of the Holy Spirit in our gathering.
主啊，救我们脱离那些所有的虚伪的生活。
Lord, save us out of all those hypocritic lifestyle.
救我们脱离那些不真实的生活。
Help save us out of all those false life.
圣灵引我们进入实际。
And the Holy Spirit lead us into the reality.
愿今天你的怜悯就临到我们。
May today your mercy fall upon us.
我们向你俯伏下拜。
We prostrate before you.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.